freezing. Absolutely freezing.
Can I touch your hand for a second?
That's more than I have, because I've got my hands in my pocket.
I mean, people can't see this on the radio, but you do look like you're going skiing there. You've got a jacket on. You're dressed for very cold weather.
I don't usually wear this. When I come home,
layers of clothing on you. Yeah.
Thermal vest on. Thermal long johns. I've a nylon pair of socks on and then thermal ones over them. I've a T-shirt on. My pyjamas on. A onesie on. And then my house coat. And I'm still freezing.
And there's a picture of you online with a duvet all wrapped around you.
The duvet I had on my bed was very thin, wasn't it? So I went down and bought a heavier tog. And I was using that for the put room to keep me warm. Yeah.
How many times has the housing executive sent an engineer around to fix this?
Seven times.
Seven times in 2 months?
Seven times. One of the executive men come up, I don't know who he was, he just says, executive, I'm here for a survey. So we're walking into the kitchen and he's walking down the hall, he says, that's not a bad day. He says, that would be a better day if it heating. So we're walking into the kitchen and he says, where's your boiler net? The boiler's that heat there, but this... On the wall, he didn't even see it. And he looked at it, and he goes, it is broke.
Well, you knew that.
I knew that.
You're sitting here, it's Baltic in your living room, and the bedroom's probably freezing as well.
That back bedroom, it's like a fridge, even in the winter, in the summer. In the summer, it's... I think they've just built up a breeze block. They haven't put a cavity wall in for the insulation.
Well, just the voice we're just hearing in the back here is Louise, your daughter.
Yes, my daughter. Yeah.
Louise, what do you make of all of this?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that my father has been left sitting this length of time and waiting. I'm very concerned about his health. He, as I say, regardless of his age, he's got a heart condition, he's got diabetes, and over the weekend he started to come down with like a chest infection. I've rung the doctors this morning to leave him out an antibiotic. With the housing executives, it just seemed to be, it's all fallen on deaf ears.
Have they provided any kind of heat?
They provided two very small blow heaters that, to get any heat out of them, you would have to practically sit on top of them. So you would, and I just think it's ridiculous.
John, what's the last thing they said to you? What's the last thing the housing executive said in terms of when they're going to get this sorted out?
They haven't a clue when they're doing it. They can't give me a positive date.